Well, Auckland businessman Mark Dunphy explains his plan to keep the America's Cup regatta on home turf.
We have come with a proposal to fund the deficit. So we're advised that they had $80 million that they needed to find to defend the Cup in New Zealand. And we understand the components of that. And so we've come with a proposal that will see them have the money and defend the Cup here.
So when you say we, who's keen to chuck some money in the pot?
I think there'd be a lot of people keen to chuck the money in the pot.
So have you got guaranteed funders?
Well, guaranteed funders is the part of the funding today is spoken for, and the balance will be.
So you reckon you can raise what's needed?
Absolutely.
And what's in it for you?
I want the same as every Kiwi, I think. We really want to see this Cup defended in New Zealand. We've been sailing for the America's Cup for a very long time now, since 87. And there's been a massive amount of capital invested in it, all sorts of capital. And obviously the folding type from the government and lots of private sector money. I think we've invested to date $1.5 billion in this, and we've had kids with their piggy banks and penny jars and all wearing red socks and merch, and we're all right behind this team. You know, they're our team. We're emotionally behind them, and we really just want to see them win. So I'm one of those Kiwis, and I think we all are, really.
So people who are prepared to kick in for funding, is it a business arrangement? Would they expect a return? Is it a donation? Is it sponsorship?
No, it's a donation.
Okay.
It's a donation. So they just want to see the right thing happen. And, there have been questions about who these people are. But typically, in my experience, people who are giving money away, most people don't want to be known. I mean, some people want to be, but by and large, they don't. And it's my job to help with that. So.
And would you be happy to press ahead with this arrangement with Grant Dalton still at the helm, so to speak?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I really like what the team has done, and I think we all do. We all respect the fantastic efforts that we've seen on the water, and so we're happy to support this team. And I'm much more interested, I have to say, in seeing the team go on and defend successfully, not just this time, but again and again and again, because we are the most successful team in the modern era of this Cup. It's a fantastic asset for New Zealand. We, when you think of those lovely images of the Gulf with all the boats out there, and what a fantastic showcase for New Zealand. We show off our natural beauty, our wonderful technology, our sporting skills, and it's paradise. And I think the America's Cup is absolutely one of the best ways we have of showing this to the world. And it has very significant value implications for us as a country and of course for us as a team. And I think I kind of think of New Zealand as the crew of 5 million when it comes to the America's Cup, because we're all behind them. And it's just a terrible thought that it might not, when in fact it's an unacceptable thought, really, that it might not be here.
Mark, can you compete with these international offers?
Absolutely. And I'd take you back to when the first challenge was made by Sir Michael Fay and David Richard. I was around the table as one of their partners at the time. And the calls were, did we have the technological skills to design the boat and build a boat, and could we crew it, could we win? And the answer to that was yes. And then the second question was, would we be able to do that against, the biggest players in the world? And the answer to that was yes. And it was a difficult decision. It was a gutsy decision, but it was right. And it's really right again now. And I think people probably don't appreciate that whilst we might have been in 10 regattas, and sometimes as defender and sometimes as challenger, there wouldn't be one occasion in the past when there would have been a suggestion that should we win or retain the Cup that we would defend it offshore, because it was easier to raise the money. And I think that's really a loathsome proposition.
Mark Dunphy.